The Coward, written by Jared McGinnis and read by Stefan Manol. When I woke up in the hospital, they told me my girlfriend had been killed. She wasn't my girlfriend, but I didn't correct them. The first weeks were a confusion of morphine and fluorescent strip lighting. A scrubs-clad stranger told me I wouldn't walk again. She said something about a wheelchair, and I said I preferred crutches, still not understanding. Each morning arrived too early and too loudly, delivered by the clatter of the curtain being pulled back. Nurses gossiping, machines beeping, patients calling out, mop bucket wheels squeaking, relatives arguing, doctors talking, toilets flushing, my own voice in my head counting over and over the stupidities that got me here. I resented being pulled from vivid dreams where I walked, wasn't in constant pain and hadn't met Melissa that night. Steeped in painkillers, muscle relaxants, anticoagulants, and antispasmodics, my brain turned dreams into staged reenactments of my life. I took every chance and every pill to see what vignette of my past that sleep would play for me. These dreams were more real than the washed-out moments awake in a hospital. The characters' wigs were askew, and the cast not quite right for the parts. But I was the director. When the dialogue turned against me or the narrative galloped away, I stopped the action, repositioned the players, and began again from the top of the page. I edited dialogue so I said what I should have said. I cut whole scenes from my life. I was redrafting the story because I didn't like the ending. My neighbor was a good old boy who broke his neck on a fishing, mostly drinking trip. His fishing buddies, his family, and girlfriend visited every day, and every day I opened my eyes to his nightstand full of greeting cards. Every day, a card with a cartoon dog surrounded by smiling sunflowers, another card with a smiling sun, another sun, one with flowers, all cheerily commanding, "Get well soon." Fuck you, dog. Fuck you, flowers. Fuck you, sun. For the first months, I'd be put into a back brace before being sent downstairs for physical therapy. The orderly adjusted my legs one by one. My damaged nerves reported an ambiguous pull at my hips, but when he touched my feet, it felt like they were dipped in scalding water. My feet would turn bright red from the gentlest of touches. The doctors and physical therapists assured me this was normal. At the center of the physiotherapy room, a set of three steps stood like an altar. An elderly man, lopsided from a stroke with a driftwood gnarl of a left arm, struggled to lift his leg onto the first step while three therapists hovered around him, murmuring encouragements. Half a dozen wheelchair-bound patients, old, young, fat, thin, white, brown, black, worked away at weight machines or hand cycles. A line of grotesques and the pitiable. And I was one of them. Gooble gobble, gooble gobble.